1. Begin transmission.
Well, it's 1930 UTC, and I thought it was kitty time, because I thought certain kitties wanted to do kitty stuff on the blankie, but no. Pippa is walking away. Okay, see you later. Oh, so, instead of kitty time, I guess it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, yeah. My name is Tobe, and I am, of course, the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, I just got up 40 minutes ago. Oh, although I'm not really up all that late. It's slightly after noon local time. I kind of slept okay, so yeah, I've kind of got it together a little bit today. So let's put on my glasses here and see what's going on. Oh, yeah. Caramba, he says. Yowza. All right. Why does my ear itch? What's going on today? Well, I don't know. I think my deck might get stained today. But the guys aren't here yet. Thank God. I'm glad they did not show up at 6:45 or some other ridiculous time. They'll probably show up between 3 and 4 this afternoon. So I've got a few hours before anything starts happening at my house. So that's good. I'll have some peace of mind. Yesterday I was trying to do stuff and the guys were working outside finishing up some of the painting work, you know, putting my numbers back on my house and reinstalling some stuff, you know, just finishing things up. And I think I noticed that they unloaded some cans of stain, so yeah, but the problem is they they have a radio, and of course they put it right next to the house, and it's loud, and so I can hear their radio playing, which isn't too bad, because what radio station do they listen to? That's right, 102.3 El Patron, and that's the radio station I listen to when I listen to the radio, which is, you know, rare. I should say when I listen to FM over the air radio, which is often in my car, but that's about it. Ooh. Anyway, what am I doing? Well, I'm just sitting here in front of the TV, and my TV is tuned to TCM, Turner Classic Movies. Guess what's on? Guess what just started? A Tale of Two Cities. And what was on before this? That's right, David Copperfield. The W.C. Fields one. And Basil Rathbone, my favorite Sherlock Holmes. So is it Charles Dickens Day today? What's coming up after Tale of Two Cities? Probably Oliver. No. Captain Blood. With Errol Flynn. Oh, and then Robin Hood. So it must be Errol Flynn night. No, because at 7 o'clock, Fistful of Dollars, then a few dollars more, and then The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So it's Clint Eastwood / Sergio Leone night. Okay, whatever. I've got other stuff to watch at that point anyway. What am I doing? I should probably check the temperature. I have a feeling there's no way I'm going outside today. Why do I have this feeling? I don't know. Oh. Oh, yeah. Look at this. That's not good. It's 90 degrees already. Going up to 95 today. But it might rain overnight, and then it's going to be super hot again tomorrow. 94 tomorrow. 97, 98 this weekend. Oh, that's Council Bluffs. 98 on Friday, 97 on Saturday, 97 on Sunday. My God, how can it be this hot this early in the year? This is making me wonder what it's going to be like in August. You know, normally it's 97, 98 degrees in August. So is it going to be 108, 109 degrees in August? I'm not looking forward to it. No. No, I am not. All right, so should I check the news? I was kind of thinking maybe I'll check the news. Okay, so let's do it. Oh, and it's that commercial. So we're not getting any news today, or at least not right now. Oh, how's my knee doing today? Oh, pretty good. It's not even popping so far, but I haven't been up that long. So I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, here I gotta deal with this phenomenon real quick. What phenomenon are you dealing with, Tobe? That's what they're asking. Here's an unusual thing that probably only happens in my house. I don't think this happens to other people. Because you have to have just the right kind, just the right combination of wacky factors. And the wacky factors are my carpet, my cat, and my hair. What phenomenon do I speak of? These weird little things. I don't even know how to describe them. Got it. Jeez. Okay, here's what happens. The mammals that live in this house, there's two. me and my cat, we shed. Okay, my cat even sheds more than I do. There's cat hair everywhere. It gets on the carpet. And of course, I shed, and I have hairs that fall out of my head. Very, very long hairs, almost 1 meter long. And these fall on the carpet. And then I walk on the carpet, or I sleep on the carpet. You know, I just sleep on the floor, right here, right where I'm sitting. This is where I sleep. And then I roll around on the carpet while I'm sleeping and stuff. And what happens is, the friction of rolling around and walking on the carpet and stuff sort of rolls up the cat hair along with carpet lint and my own hair. And you get these bunches of hair that are these little lint balls that are cat hair that are then attached to one of my long hairs. And so you pick these up on your feet every once in a while. And you get like the hair wrapped, my long hair will get wrapped around in my toes, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And I'll go to grab it, and then there's this bit of cat hair and sometimes carpet fibers. And it's bizarre. And I gotta pick these up, you know, almost every day. There's usually a few of them. And they're difficult to throw away because, you know, Then my long hair will hang out of the trash can or out of like a trash bag, and then my cat will try to play with it because my cat is fascinated with my hair and will sometimes try to eat it. And so I got to pick this up. It makes no sense. And what's really funny is if I go right over there, if I take 4 steps over in that direction and get over there in the kitty zone, in the kitty playroom, I can drag my feet in there and I can just start picking up ropes of cat fur. You just start brushing the cat fur and it starts building up and up and up and up on the carpet. And then it picks up my own hair and they get wrapped around there. And you end up with these cat hair ropes that are bound by my own hair and that contain these carpet fibers. It's it's an unusual phenomenon. I know you must be absolutely fascinated by this. Tobe, what insanity do you deal with every day? Well, cat hair. Oh, I don't know what to tell you. Other than I'm drinking iced tea. Oh, I don't want to go outside. But I might have to go to the store today. Yeah. I'm running a little bit low on Rice Krispies. Something else I was going to buy, too. I can't remember what it was. No more chips. I do not want any more potato chips. No, I do not. Oh. Alright. So, what else is going on? Well, yesterday and last night, I watched a couple of movies. I watched a few things. I don't even remember what the first thing I watched was. I didn't really like it all that much. But then I watched... what was that called? I watched this wild independent movie. Small Apartments. And it's this really sort of bizarre series of vignettes that sort of tell a story. It kind of reminded me of a Jim Jarmusch film, but it wasn't Jim Jarmusch. And there was a whole lot of people in it, names-wise. Johnny Knoxville, Rebel Wilson, Juno Temple. Oh, Juno Temple. Do I love her because she's cute, or do I love her because I just love her dad so much? Juno Temple is Julian Temple's daughter. And I love the work of Julian Temple. I always have. And then I noticed that Juno Temple started getting work. She was in that stupid caveman movie with Jack Black and Michael Cera. And I saw her again recently. Oh, she's in one of the Whitey Bulger movies. The one with Johnny Depp. She's got a small role in that. But anyway, watching this movie, Small Apartments. And Billy Crystal's in it. David, how do you say his last name? Kuchner? They've all got roles. Everybody's got a small role. And, oh, it was really good. There was a couple of other people in it that I know, but the names are escaping me at this time. But it was really weird. Like all independent films, it was kind of cool. Oh, my guy, Peter Stormare, is in it. I love him. He's so funny. Oh, it was a great film. It's about this main character whose name is Franklin Franklin. And as the movie starts, it's apparent, meaning apparently, he has committed a murder. Oh, and James Marsden plays Franklin Franklin's brother. Franklin Franklin, he's a weird character. He's very strange. Lives in this small apartment, like one room, like a studio apartment. And he likes to play his Alphorn. You know, one of those big, long Swiss horns that they honk up in the Alps. Bronk, Ricola. It's strange, but it's funny, and it's really interesting. I highly recommend this film, Small Apartments. It's good. It's a little creepy at times, but it not overly so. It's more funny than creepy. And it's just odd, the trials and tribulations of this character named Franklin Franklin. Really, really good film, though. I was impressed. James Caan is in it, of all people. And the Billy Crystal thing is what surprised me the most, because I can't stand Billy Crystal. But I could tolerate him in this film, and he was actually pretty good. I actually liked him. So I highly recommend Small Apartments. So check it out. The other movie I saw was called No Vacancy. Another film that takes place in a motel, like the motel that I saw last week. And small apartments. This apartment building was probably a motel at one point in time, but that doesn't make any never mind know-how. So yeah, I watched this other movie. Same kind of thing. Independent film, vignettes, Christina Ricci. It's called No Vacancy. It takes place at the Pink Motel in Los Angeles. Who else is in it? Timothy Oliphant. I don't know when this was made, but it's kind of old. I could tell just by looking at Christina Ricci and Timothy Oliphant, because they both looked pretty young. And who else was in it? There was a couple of other people in it. And it started out a little bit slow. And again, it's a vignette type film where they're just jumping back and forth between a whole bunch of stories with little bits. But the bits were sort of continuous. And even though I didn't think it was anything super great, Robert Wagner's in it and plays a very funny role. And that made me laugh. And I liked it. It was good. It wasn't as weird as Small Apartments, but I can still kind of recommend it. No Vacancy. It was all right. But if you have to make a decision, if you have to choose between the two, watch Small Apartments. Oh, so that was fun. And then late at night, I watched something else. Oh, it got late. There was nothing else on TV, and I thought, well, maybe I'll watch a little bit of something else, watch a funny movie. I need to have my spirits lifted because I was all strung out last night worrying about my dad. Is that a bug? No. If you didn't hear yesterday's show, my dad is in a hospital somewhere in Ohio with pancreatitis. My parents went on a road trip, and now my dad's in the hospital. But I got an email from my mom this morning saying my dad was feeling better, lipase levels back to normal. Hopefully that means also the pain is subsiding. Pancreatitis is very painful. I know this for a fact because I've had it a couple times. And so, yay. But anyway, last night, I thought, I gotta watch something funny so I can get into a good mood and sleep well and blah, blah, blah. So I was going through the listings of movies I can stream, and there's no real category for just comedies, but it doesn't matter, because as I was scrolling through, I saw A Fish Called Wanda. Now, I know that I don't have to explain A Fish Called Wanda to you. That's an old movie. It's been out for a long time. Everybody has seen it because it's extraordinarily funny. It's a masterpiece of a movie. And I thought to myself, you know, I have not seen this film in quite some time. I saw Fierce Creatures not too long ago. So I decided to watch A Fish Called Wanda. And that did, in fact, help lift my spirits quite a bit. So I watched that until about, 3 a.m. And then I was asleep by 3:30. Well, or shortly thereafter. 3:30 was the last time I looked at the clock. And I remembered that A Fish Called Wanda is funny. But It was fun to see it again and be reminded of some of all of the funny details. And that was great. And one of my favorite aspects of the film is not really even a function of the film so much as a function of the writing. You know, one of the main characters, the brains behind the whole heist, is a character named George Thompson, or George Thomason. And the actor who plays that character, his name in real life, is Tom Georgeson. So I like the fact that Tom Georgeson plays George Thompson. Oh, yes, John Cleese. What a genius. Written and directed by John Cleese. One of the funniest people to ever walk the planet. And his daughter is in it. Cynthia Cleese plays Portia. Oh, do shut up, Portia. And, but her name in the credits is not Cleese. I forget what it is. Something Welsh looking. I don't remember. I thought it was odd. I guess they didn't want to make it look like nepotism. You know, not like it was a big role or anything. Who cares? But what a great film. What a great film. I was very happy to see that again. And now I kind of want to watch Fierce Creatures. Fierce Creatures is also funny. Kevin Kline does crack me up in both movies. I think he's just great at playing those over-the-top characters. Which reminds me, maybe we should check Channel 84 to see if Pirates of Penzance is on today. Do-do-do, let's scroll up to 84. We want Pirates. Let's see, we got Bill Murray, and then Crocodile Hunter, then The Secret of Nim, Under the Snow Queen, Howard Lovecraft in the Frozen Kingdom, Back to Larger Than Life, and then at 10 o'clock tonight, Beavis and Butthead do America. You know, I remember seeing that about 30 years ago when it came out, and it was kind of okay. I mean, the production value wasn't great, but I remember it being kind of decent. And then Connie and Carla, and then blah, blah, blah. Nothing. Oh, but Mermaid's on tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, speaking of Christina Ricci. Mermaid's is actually a pretty good movie. Christina Ricci, Winona Ryder, and Cher. I've actually seen that movie quite a bit. Oh, so many times it's not even funny. I did, in fact, used to work in a movie theater. But I didn't work in any old movie theater. I worked in the last of the weird theaters, the last of the independent single-screen theaters. This was a theater in Midtown Omaha. Just one screen. This is not a multiplex. One screen, independent, you know, owned by private party. And the guy who owned it, he would just run whatever he wanted. Just the coolest movies. Not really any mainstream stuff. If it was in another movie theater, he usually wouldn't play it. But anything that was artistic or anything that was independent, anything that won awards at the Cannes Film Festival, these are the types of things that got shown at this theater. And Mermaids was one of those movies. And so I saw Mermaids many, many times. I'm very familiar with the film. Oh, did I break a toenail? This is what happened when I kicked the door last night. Caught the edge of the door last night. Ow! Hurt my toe. But anyway. So I don't really need to watch Mermaids, but maybe I will. I have, I don't think I've seen it in a while. Oh, yeah. So maybe I'll give it a watch. Let's see, who else is in that? Bob Hoskins is in it. Who plays the young guy? I can't remember. Oh, well. Yeah, so I worked at a movie theater for a while. And that's why I can't eat popcorn. Having to smell popcorn every single day for, 8 hours a day is not, does not make you ever hungry for popcorn again. But the cool thing, the cool thing about this theater was the concession stand. And the only cool, real cool thing about it was the guy who owned the theater loved A&W cream soda. And so we had A&W cream soda on tap. Right out of the fountain. And that was one of the benefits of working there. We got paid minimum wage. We didn't make any money, the people who worked there, but we could eat all the popcorn we wanted. Because popcorn is cheap and we had to make it all the time to keep that place smelling like popcorn, because that was one of the rules. Make sure this place always smells like fresh popcorn, because that's what drives popcorn sales. And there's a lot of profit margin in popcorn. It's cheap as hell, and that's why we got to eat it for free. And we could also drink soda, as long as we didn't use any of the cups. The cups were how we, kept track of inventory and stuff, and so we'd just drink out of these little water cups. And always drinking that cream soda. And that's pretty much why I didn't drink cream soda for 20 years. Because I had plenty of it. And only recently have I started to drink cream soda again, occasionally. I don't think I've had it in a year, but it seems like I had some cream soda last summer. Or was that earlier this year? I can't remember. I had some Stewart's cream soda. And it was okay. Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of weird sort of jobs. I used to wash boats. That's right. Like yachts and stuff. We don't even have anywhere big enough to put in these boats. I used to work for this guy who had a little skateboard shop in his little boat shop. And they had boats out in the parking lot. They had about half a dozen, like 20 to 26 foot sort of mini yachts, sailboats, right? Cabin cruisers. And it was my job to wash those. It was kind of a dorky job, but it was kind of fun in a way. I've had all kinds of stupid jobs. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. At one point in time, I was temping, and I worked in this tortilla factory. And that's a weird story in and of itself. But boy, did I see a lot of tortillas. I handled a lot of tortillas that day. I only did that work for a day. Like I said, it was a temp job. But anyway, I got to figure out what I'm going to do today. I got to figure out some food. I got to go to the store. What am I doing? Wasting time just sitting around here. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. There goes my voice. I got to get out of here, but we still got 6 seconds left to go. Okay. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.